My name is Fred Sasaki, and I will read to you a photo essay I called Issei Nisei Sansei, which means first, second, and third generation Japanese living outside of Japan. And the photo essay appears in the new issue of Make Magazine, a Chicago literary magazine. And on the cover of the issue itself is a version of my grandmother. And I say a version because during her life, she developed this sort of American glamour persona she called Mona. It involved a lot of costume jewelry, sequin gowns, wigs, etc. But it was a very well-documented persona. I have bagfuls of photos of her posing with vases, fake flowers, basically just any object that she prized and found glamorous. And most of the photos were taken by her son, who is my father, who is actually also named Fred Sasaki. On the inside of the magazine are photos from the beginning of her story, when she was still Asako Sasaki, a Japanese-American internee at the WRA War Relocation Authority relocation camp in Heart Mountain, Wyoming. And all the photos are taken in 1944. And since this is radio and you can't see the photos, which are really integral to the piece, I'll briefly describe each one before I read them. The first photo is of Mona or Asako alone in front of her, and I guess you could call it a barracks or her living quarters at the camp. And it's very spare, almost looks barn-like, and she's standing on the steps in a very smart dress, neatly made up by a clothesline, which I found particularly interesting because she went on to make a Chicago dry cleaning empire. So this is the first photo. It's Asako Mono Sasaki at age 30. Asako Sasaki will capture the favor of an outside work privilege from Heart Mountain, laundering clothes. Gem cut every textile washing plant she touches and erect an upper middle class dry cleaners on Chicago's Broadway. Become known as Mona, Queen Bee, ingratiate the Rainbow Room, Rockefeller Plaza, manipulate her sons, wigs, hag fags, posture for thousands of photos with her telephone and eccentricities, wearing bulbous jewelry and closets of outfits, on the counter of her cleaners, with big fish, in front of automobiles, at parties, on top of exotic beasts, never video, pit her two only sons against each other by every mean, never hug or tell them, I love you, deride their wives, dote her grandchildren, cut her teeth with J and B, rocks, blub toasts and whiskey sleep at parties, smudge with mascara from an unhinged false eyelash, endure a mastectomy, feed an old family-less Japanese internee in her basement, wildly peddle her organ under a painted portrait of a photograph of her in a white dress, pearls and diamonds, and, as she dies, lose her mind and address book full of admirers.